Now, you've probably heard of carbon dioxide, but I wonder if you've heard of nitrous oxide. It's a gas which is 300 times more potent than CO2, and it's emitted from farmland. Nitrous oxide, it actually leaks from the soil when the ground is used to grow crops. Well, new equipment being assembled today at the Territory Government's research farm at Berrima will actually measure this gas and give valuable information to our farmers. So farmers growing melons, cucumbers, hay, sorghum, even mangoes will be able to receive precise data on how much nitrous oxide is in their soils and how much nitrogen fertiliser they then should be using on their crops. To tell us more about this project, we've got Dr. Mila Bristow on the line. How are you, Doctor?
I'm well, thanks, Matt.
That's the go. So this is all happening out at Berrima today. Can you explain to us the measuring equipment that you've assembled?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. We, this week, are hosting the Queensland University of Technology's Institute for Future Environments. Our research is Dr. David Rowlings, who's the developer of this equipment. And so what we're actually measuring is the soil gas exchange. So as nitrous oxide, which you, as you described in your intro, is an important greenhouse gas, as it's 300 times the global warming potential of carbon dioxide, it's understanding it and managing its emission is important for Australian agriculture. So we're installing some new equipment today, which will be used in NTE farms for the first time to help us measure the real-time soil gas exchange of nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
So as you said, the NTE soils are inherently very low in nitrogen. So when farmers want to increase their productivity, whether it's hay growing or melons or in mango farms, they'll add nutrients. And what we'd like to do is improve the efficiency of that nitrogen and as a nutrient input and to reduce the losses of nitrogen on farms so we can demonstrate how to improve the efficient use of nitrogen. So what our equipment actually does is we have a set of chambers installed in the ground, and as the soil respires and as the gases leave the soil, we capture those. They run through some expensive equipment to instantly analyse the content of nitrous oxide in that soil.
Yep. And now, did you say extensive equipment or expensive equipment?
It's a little bit expensive.
It is a bit expensive.
It is a bit expensive. We do want to have a few specialists running it, but it's also field hardy. We will be putting it out in the NT conditions over the wet season. One of the things that's really exciting about this new system is that because it can sample quite frequently, it's exactly what we need in the top-end soils where the temperatures are high and the high rainfall events occur in one big hit. And they're the events that really quickly drive fast turnover of the nutrients, so we can capture those losses really accurately. So this collaboration is quite exciting. It allows us to ask really innovative questions to help us develop the precision nutrient management that we need going forward for NT cropping.
Yeah, so for fruit and veggie growers in the Northern Territory, what does it mean to them?
Well, that's a good question. Our project's been running for a couple of years, and we're partnering with NT farmers here in the Northern Territory and with Ordco in Kununurra. And for an example, we've been working on watermelons and cucumbers, Asian veg and forage sorghum for a couple of years. And
you've got a site out at Lambles Lagoon, is that the one?
We haven't got one at Lambles, but we've got some at Coastal Plains Research Station there, and we've got a few around the place. And one of the things we want to be able to do is measure the background levels of this of nitrous oxide and explain emissions to our farmers, getting them to prepare for a change of industry should there be a change, should we be able to mitigate any of their nitrogen losses. So one of the pathways that nitrogen is lost is through the gas. So if we can improve... If we can identify where the losses occur in the farming cycle, we can allow the farmers to become more efficient, which should reduce their fertiliser inputs, or we could more accurately or more precisely narrow the timing down of fertiliser inputs, which in the long run will make us more efficient farmers.
Yeah, and now I might be getting a bit ahead of myself here, Mila, but let's say you can reduce, you know, the gases that have been emitted. Could you potentially in the future start earning yourself the odd carbon credit?
That is a pathway that could happen. It's unlikely to happen because the scale of farming in our part of the world is so small. So it is something that people are looking at in southern Australia. But and our information feeds into national programs, but it's probably less likely for NT farmers at this stage.
Okay, so this fancy equipment at Berrima, I mean, is your average farmer able to get their hands on this sort of technology?
No, it's not. They're not, but we're certainly trying to capture the range of soils and the range of crops that are being farmed in the Northern Territory. All of this research, once we've tested it here at Berrima, will be conducted on private farms. So we're working with Asian veggie growers, melon growers. We're working with private mango farms, and our research will be conducted on farms and distributed through field days.
Right. And has the project revealed any info already that you think farmers listening would be interested in?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really important for farmers, for example, watermelon, cucumber growers up here, to know how they use their nitrogen, how their efficiency stacks up with other growers around Australia. And we found that for nitrogen inputs, the loss of nitrogen in Northern Territory farming systems is quite low. It's less than a fifth of the international standard. So we're well within the what is recommended by the international standard, which bodes very well in a future carbon economy or a future economy where people are very interested in reduced nitrous oxide emissions. So we're doing a good job. If there's room for improvement, that's where we're trying to target at the moment.
I like it. Hey, Dr. Mila Bristow, thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour and explaining that. I love it.
Thanks, Matt.